There is no better way to start a new episode than with some special ASMR. So, welcome to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts. And in today's episode, I'm really making an effort to bring something long lost back and to bring it back for good. My friends, I lost the salt many, many episodes ago, and I'm going to dive into why that happened in a bit. But firstly, I want to apologize because with Sweet But Salty, I set out to be a really interesting, sweet but sassy podcast. So that's what I meant by sweet but salty. It's like if you salt about things, you bring in a little bit of this je ne sais quoi energy, like this special something that makes everything pop and really interesting, and you just bring in the sass. And I sort of lost the salt many episodes ago because I'm going to be quite honest, I had some mental struggles, and because of that, I've started taking psych medications, which alter, despite everything that is being said on the labels and by doctors, they alter your personality, at least the way you experience life and the way you experience yourself. At least that is my personal experience. So if you are in the same boat as me, I feel you. And I want to just say, just hang in there. I know it's so hard, you know, when you have side effects and you have a feeling that you are changing and not always for the better. I feel that and I feel you and I know those weird feels. And this is why this episode is called that way. You know, some life phases are weird, period. You don't feel like yourself. You don't feel like a new person. You just feel like something in the middle. In German, we say nicht Fleisch, nicht Fisch. So not meat, not fish. That's so weird. It's such a weird saying, but it describes this weird sense of in-betweenness, which doesn't always feel pleasant. So in today's episode, I thought, let's bring the salt back, which I did, fortunately. And secondly, I wanted to focus on something that ChatGPT had suggested to me when I did my little podcast research tangent with it. It actually said what I learned from spending more time alone, why being alone in quiet life phases can be transformative, the small thoughts that change how you see life, and why some life phases feel so strange. So I want to dive right into it. My personal experience is this. Being alone and being lonely are definitely two separate things. In German, we'd say two separate pairs of shoes. So I don't know why I'm quoting weird German sayings, but I just thought they were kind of appropriate. So bear with me here. But what I'm trying to say is that actually, firstly, spending time alone is really, really important. And I mean spending time alone. So not with social media, not with your phone, but really diving right into what's going on inside of you, inside of your heart, inside of your brain, inside of your body. Doing that is transformative. And if you're like me, you probably fall asleep praying or meditating. That is totally normal. I just meditated yesterday. And I was knocked out 10 minutes in, but nonetheless, I felt a sense of calm and quiet and really like I was coming closer to my core. So I think that is my number one tip on how to get through weird life phases or phases that feel strange. Just take your time for introspection, and this quiet life can transform you because you have so many new ideas and so many realizations that you previously didn't have. And it's just so interesting. And it's often, as ChatGPT suggested, the small thoughts that change how you see life and how you approach situations. It's not always the big and loud thoughts, because those are the ones that often deceive us and that are often negative. But the small ones, the subtle whispers, come from our intuition, and they come from our heart, and they come from our creator. And if you tune in and start listening to your intuition and to what your heart says, those are the things that heal you. Those are the things that change how you see life and how you see yourself, most importantly. At least that's my experience. So instead of running away and instead of burdening ourselves with more and more stressful things, it's really important to breathe and look within, because there are treasures hidden in your heart that you don't even know yet. And I don't have a definitive answer of why some life phases feel so strange. Sometimes it's due to psych meds, sometimes it's due to breakups, sometimes it's due to changes in your life that you didn't really want. But I can assure you, those phases pass and you come out stronger. You come out better, you come out more refined than you've ever been before. So let's embrace those weird feels, and let's embrace making experiences that we didn't sign up for, but that are making us stronger and more of the person we were meant to be. And I want to take the time and welcome everyone who's new to Sweet But Salty. I know I should have done this at the beginning, but I just kind of thought I wanted to jump right in and, I don't know, and reintroduce the salt and everything. So if you're new to Sweet But Salty, welcome. And if you've listened this far, welcome even more. I really appreciate you. And I really appreciate new listeners finding my podcast, because I've done this for such a long time and I've always done it out of fun and inspiration and passion for podcasting and for speaking. And seeing that people like it and are entertained by it is just such a good feeling. And so thank you so much. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And I just want to leave you with this. Sometimes feeling strange is scary. Sometimes not feeling yourself, not feeling your job, not feeling your friend group feels absolutely weird, and you can't really explain it, but you don't need an explanation. You don't need to know why to change things. I've fallen victim to this for such a long time because I always thought I need to get to the bottom of it. I need to find the core, the root cause of my strange feels and why I'm so depressed and why I'm so anxious. But the truth is, we don't always have an answer. And sometimes what really matters is making the decision to change something, to step out of the situation you're in. And then if you start working on yourself and changing the things that you really want to change, you change, your perspective shifts, and you look back and you think, wow, now I see what was up. Now I understand myself. Now I understand why I acted that way. But sometimes you just have to remove yourself from the situation in order to see. So if you're in a weird funk, let's say, don't blame yourself. Don't blame anyone around you. Accept it. Make a decision to change it and take small steps to do so on a consistent basis. And you will find that everything around you changes. And sometimes that means embracing the psych meds. Sometimes that means understanding that maybe you have changed and you can't bring the salt back 100%, but you can bring it back a little, and you can do what feels right in the moment and what makes you grow and what brings you closer to your goal. So I just wanted to leave you with this. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I've already said what I had to say. Welcome and goodbye. I'll catch you in a week on Sunday. Bye.